broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Scientists have come to the conclusion.
The second he got dropped off at school, he was walking away from the drop box.
I need an ambulance immediately. I have someone down in front of my house. They hit a pole. I came out to see.
Is it a car accident?
I have to tell you, look, I'm a talk show host. I am totally for talk show hosts.
Crotch grab.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where reality is the bitch. This hour we have Stephen Bozell, and he is a father and a construction contractor, businessman from the Inland Empire of California, that was so-called. He lives in Corona, California, which is just east of Los Angeles. And we'll tell you what we're going to be talking about this hour, and it is of concern to every parent. And I know how I would deal with this. There is no question in my mind that I would go to the school and talk to the people at the school if my child was being bullied, and go from there. Now, what happened in Los Angeles? Three boys were booked on suspicion of bullying or kicking red-headed students at a middle school when a Kick a Ginger Day prank inspired by a South Park episode got out of hand, according to authorities. A 13-year-old boy was detained last week for investigation of threatening to inflict injury by means of electronic communication, essentially cyberbullying. This is the new law that's come into effect. I believe since this poor child in Missouri was egged into a suicide by those individuals, two 12-year-olds were booked for battery on school property. The three suspects whose identities were not released because of their ages were booked Wednesday and released to their parents. So this all happened last week. Now, according to some people, this was inspired by a Kick a Ginger Day bit on South Park, the TV show South Park. And we have a clip from that episode right here.
My speech is entitled Ginger Kids, children with red hair, light skin, and freckles. We've all seen them on the playground, at the store, walking on the streets. They creep us out and make us feel sick to our stomachs. I'm talking, of course, about ginger kids. Ginger kids are born with a disease which causes very light skin, red hair, and freckles. This disease is called gingivitis, and it occurs because ginger kids have no souls.
All right, now, L.A. County Sheriff's Department Deputy Rob Kazmersky told Fox Television about one 12-year-old victim of Kick a Ginger Day. The student's name was not released.
Basically, the second he got dropped off at school, he was walking away from the drop-off area and was surrounded and knocked down to the ground by, you know, anywhere from 8 to 12 students. You know, some students kicked him, some students punched him, and they took off and ran away. Nothing was ever said to him as to why, and then he walked around the corner of the building and got attacked again by another set of.
Oh, my gosh.
That's basically where we're at this point. And, you know, he said he was even aware of this Kick a Ginger Day, but, you know, he thought it could be a joke.
All right, let's get Steve Bozell on the line because he's a parent in Corona, California, whose kids, you say, Mr. Bozell, were also involved in this, correct?
Yes, sir. And if I could ask you, I would like to hear one more time. I wanted to make sure that was the episode, if you have that tape.
Of the South Park episode, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The tape of the South Park episode. This is as it aired, and this is just a clip from it, but here it is.
My speech is entitled Ginger Kids, children with red hair, light skin, and freckles.
Yeah, okay.
We've all seen them on the playground, at the store, walking on the streets.
Yeah,
they creep
us
out and make us feel sick to our stomachs.
So that is...
Well, let me hear some more of the...
Ginger kids are born with a disease which causes very light skin, red hair, and freckles.
Okay.
This disease is called gingivitis. And it occurs because ginger kids have no souls.
Well,
You think that's funny?
Yes, sir. I think it's very funny. You know, and I want to tell you, first of all, before you... my children are not bullies. My children are good children. They have been raised to treat other people. First of all, Mr. Henry, if I could be... You or your friends with the men who make the South Park show...
I'm not friends. I know them professionally. Yeah, I work for them, as a matter of fact. But I'm not talking about that right now.
Well, are you telling me that's not funny, that what you heard? And I would ask you at this time to be very careful, because if you say no, it's not, then you're saying basically bad, something bad about people that you work with.
No, I'm not. No, I think it's funny in the context of an adult watching that. I think I would even laugh at it. What bothers me is that kids will hear that or otherwise be inspired by that. And I'm not even blaming the guys that made the show. I'm blaming whoever the adult is in the house that lets kids watch particularly sophisticated episodes of South Park. The show is a satire, okay?
Well, see, you can't have it both ways. I mean, you're saying on the one hand you think it's funny, but on the other hand you don't think it's funny that on account of you. See, if you're saying that I'm a bad father...
Sir, let's stick to the point here. Did you tell your kids to go out and kick other kids?
No, I want to tell you what happened, but if you're saying that I'm a bad father because I let my kids watch South Park, then why did you work for them?
They do an adult show. Whether it's animated or not, it's an adult show, and I worked for them on a movie, and it was an adult movie. It's not a movie for kids, in my opinion.
Well, it's a cartoon.
It may be an animated thing. You know, animation these days is not necessarily reserved for kids. Animation at one time, people thought of, oh, that's a cartoon. There's a lot of really adult stuff going on, okay? And I'm not, like I said, blaming the creators so much as the... Are there parents of these kids? Now, you tell me that you had children who went out and kicked redheaded kids.
Well, hold on for a minute. First of all, you have the wrong impression. And I think the point... was the following point, and I think it's a point that if you let me say it, people will understand it.
Go ahead.
When we talk about a redheaded kid, and especially if they have blonde eyebrows, if you're not blonde eyebrows, but blonde eyelashes, if you've ever seen these, it is a natural reaction for any human being when we see something that alarms us or has a look to it that is not a part of our normal reality. We have a need to defend ourselves, or to try to put up a some kind of a fence or a fort or something against it. Now,
are you telling me that redheaded kids are that unusual?
Well, you see, if you were born and raised a redhead, but for many years parents have been told to tell the kids to accept people who are different. But it's human nature to at least want to defend yourself. I got nothing against people that are different. But if you come up against something that looks almost like it would be a freak, if we didn't live in a tolerant society. We do live in a tolerant society.
No, but a redheaded kid...
I'm not talking about any... I'm talking about a very specific kind of what they called it, a ginger. And this is a kid that has the red hair that almost like, if you've ever seen it, I think he's very good, and I've enjoyed him so much over the years, is Carrot Top, who's a comedian.
Yeah, he's got that bright orange hair.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone sees that and feels comfortable being near it. If you have those blonde eyelashes, and what you want to do is defend yourself. My children said that they wanted to defend themselves, and I said,
"What? I don't understand. Defend yourself. What does that mean? If there's a little kid with red hair?"
Yeah, I'm not saying that you're going to get attacked by them, but it's the instinct. It's almost an involuntary instinct to want to at least defend what's yours against it.
To defend what's yours against what? A redheaded child.
You're looking at it in terms of a redheaded child. I'm telling you that what I did is I channeled my children's aggression. They wanted to defend themselves against it. My daughter, who had seen one redheaded girl who had been at their school, told me that she thought it was a spirit, almost a spirit, you know.
Well, that sounds like the South Park episode, They've Got No Souls.
No, sir, that's not. That's what my daughter didn't say that. She said it looked like it didn't know what it was. And
all right, let the record show here, though, Mr. Bozzella. We're talking about children with red hair.
Not just children with red hair, children with red hair and blonde eyelashes, okay? And that, you keep leaving that out, and I know why you're doing that, to make me look like I'm not being...
No, I'm not trying to make you look anything, sir, but you're right out of the gate telling me that you got to defend yourself against a redheaded kid.
I'm not saying that you do. I'm not saying that I do. I'm saying that our children's natural instinct is to defend themselves against something that appears to be from another, not part of their, not particularly part of their territory or their where they live in their province or however you want to put it. Now, I told my children, no, you do not abuse people, as all parents tell their children. But it's human nature to want to defend your property and your rights and everything. And so I told the children.
Well, I don't know what you mean by property rights. You got a kid, a redheaded kid.
Well, let's finish. I told my children, don't hurt anybody. If you want to do the kick of ginger, which is what the man on the South Park said, kick them in the butt, is what I said. And everyone knows when you kick somebody in the butt, it's not that bad. You just kick them in the butt, and it is kind of fun. I told my children to kick them in the butt. I don't know of any of these other things that have been said.
Well, sir, you did say to your kids, kick them in the butt.
If my children had the instinct to act out in a defensive manner against a kid that had the red hair and the eyelashes. You have to understand, these are children. These are not adults. They don't know whether it'll hurt them or not.
And if we're adults, don't we tell our kids, this is a redheaded child, and maybe that's an unusual thing. There's actually very many attractive redheaded people.
Well, could you please name me one?
When she was younger, Anne Margaret.
Well, that was, when she was younger, there were more red. See, that's the thing. There were more redheads then. But even still, you can't tell me that she's attractive. And
when she was younger, Anne Margaret was pretty hot.
Well, that again, we had a far higher percentage of it today.
We had a far higher percentage of it then. If we didn't have a far higher percentage of it then, she was still hot looking.
And how old were you when Anne Margaret was when she was popular?
Probably about 10 or 11.
Well, what do you know about it? I mean, you're sitting there looking at Brazier ads and feeling hot about it. Our children are naturally...
No, sir, I'm not. And I'm, you know, you're making a big thing. What I'm saying is...
Our children will naturally want to defend themselves against a perceived threat. I think it's very human. And when some ginger, as they say, a ginger kid with blonde eyebrows is walking toward them, kids are going to perceive them as possibly a clear and present danger. And I want my children to embrace their instincts, but I don't want them to hurt anybody. And I said, kick them in the butt. And now everyone is saying that I'm wrong about it. And a lot of other parents are being, you know, maligned in all of this.
Kick them in the butt.
Kick them in the butt, because that doesn't hurt and it's funny. If you see a kid and you want to defend yourself from it, but again, these are children. What do you do? How do I say to them, no, it's not, it won't hurt you? I've taken my children to the zoo and they'll scream and run away when there's a lion and it's in a cage and it has a kid and everything. But they're still screaming and they're running and they wail and wail long into the night.
Well, sir, I would suggest to you that if your children go and see a lion at the zoo and they're wailing long into the night, there's a problem there.
Well, I would thank you, sir, not to tell me the mental health of my children.
I'm just suggesting, sir.
Well, that's more than a suggestion. You're telling me my children are... If you're telling me my children are whacked out because... Well, I think that takes a lot of guts.
All right, you know what? We'll get into this here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're speaking with Stephen Bozell about so-called Ginger Day. This was an episode of South Park where redheaded kids were described as very weird. Now, they had a Ginger Day at a local school, but the fact is Mr. Bozell told his kids, if you see a redheaded kid, don't hurt them, kick them in the butt, because that doesn't hurt. But it's natural for a child, when they see something that's different, quote-unquote, like a redheaded kid with blonde eyelashes, to want to lash out.
Yeah, he says he's doing it on a constructive way.
Well, I don't know that that's constructive, Bud, to say, oh, well, you know, let's not hurt the kid. Just kick him in the butt if you see a redheaded kid. 877-876-PHIL. We're living in the day and age of school bullying. We got all kinds of people attributing school bullying to every single social ill that there is, man. Okay? And even some that aren't social ills. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Steve Bozell.
Can I get a drink of water?
Phil Hendry.
Thank you.
On the line with me is Steve Bozell. He is a father of two children who were involved in this Kick a Ginger Day thing, and this was a kick redheaded kids. And Mr. Bozell, you have been very forthcoming in saying that you told your children if they were frightened by a redheaded kid to kick them in the butt. because you say that it is a natural instinct to want to defend yourself against something that's different.
Mr. Henry, you know, I don't know if you have children.
I have been a parent, yes, sir.
All right, well, the children will say, I saw, you know, my son, there was a thing on the news last week, it was Kick a Jew Day, if you heard all about it.
Yes, I did.
All right, well, in that instance, the children said, well, I seen a man, he had the curly hair and everything, he had a suit that was too big. You know, a lot of people know, Jews never met a suit that they want to tailor. That can intimidate.
What do you mean Jews never met a suit they want? Are you talking about Hasidic Jews?
Yes, sir. They're Orthodox Jews.
Okay, well, that's just one sect of Jewish people.
All right, but what I'm saying is, if you see that, and he has a hat and a suit that's too big, and his beard is ever, you know, if you will be threatened. And I'm not saying because you think they're a terrorist, because I know the Jewish folks, they've been threatened by terrorists. But if they've got a baggy suit and curly cues that they wear, does that not make you want to say, okay, there's something wrong here. I feel as if there's something wrong in the area that I'm standing in, because here's a guy with a suit or a kid with, you know, blonde eyelashes or something. And so if you want to lash out, kick him in the butt. And
are you telling me you're going to walk up to a Hasidic Jew on the street someplace, anywhere in America, and kick him in the ass?
I didn't let the record show you used the word ass. I did not use the word ass with my children.
Well, that's what you're telling him to do.
I said kick him in the butt. I didn't say kick him in the ass.
Well, that doesn't make any difference, sir. That's what you're saying.
In other words, when you see a Hasidic Jew and he's got a suit on that's too big, that doesn't worry you.
No, it doesn't worry. I live in the city of Los Angeles. We have a lot of Hasidic Jews, okay?
Yeah, but are you trying to tell me you see that every day?
No, I don't see it every day, but it doesn't threaten me.
But it does. A little tiny kid is all I'm saying. I wish you'd understand.
All right, sir, let me take a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Steve Bozell about his kids and this so-called Kick a Ginger Day. This is Michael. Michael, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know,
your
dad is very articulate and everything, but also very much a liar if he is trying to assert that he's teaching his children self-defense. He's teaching them violence.
You call me a liar. Why? Why am I a liar? I've been doing nothing but telling the truth.
Well, that's what I'm getting ready to. That's the thing. It's hard to know what you're saying is believable or not, because if you...
If a child is threatened by a red... If a child feels bad about seeing that,
okay,
is what I'm saying.
And I get that there's a lot of weird segments of society that might frighten a kid or an adult even, but if you kick them
exactly
in the butt, how is that self-defense when they're facing away from you? How are they threatening you, truly? You're
making a statement. You're getting your fear can be turned into a constructive piece of aggression by kicking them in the butt. They're not going to feel as if they were assaulted. They'll think it's a joke.
You do admit that it's aggression, then. You claim it's constructive, but really
it allows the kid to kick you. You kick a kid in the butt. There's no harm done to society, and yet you can make a statement about a red-headed kid.
Wait. I'm sorry. I can't hear what the gentleman is saying. Say it again, Billy.
Well, Billy? Michael?
Michael, I'm sorry, sir. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, he says
I thought his name was Billy.
So he confesses that it's aggression, or, in other words, violence, but really it's just South Park aggression.
No,
it's not really constructive at all.
You can be aggressive. You can be aggressive with words, and you're not violent. I'm saying that...
What is the red-headed child supposed to think? Let me ask you, Mr. Bozell, what is that child supposed to think?
He got kicked in the butt, as so people say, you know, your eyelashes are the wrong color, or however you want to say it.
But how are you being threatened by those eyelashes? Are those eyelashes going to threaten you and change your life?
Not me. But if I got a 10-year-old daughter who feels that a redhead with eyelashes that are like that is a spirit. What do you say to that child?
What if your daughter's threatened by the spittle that's coming out of your mouth while you're telling them to kick a redhead in the butt? Maybe you're washing dishes and your daughter comes to kick you in the butt in self-defense.
No, because my daughter knows me and she's not threatened by me. Oh, looks like you lose that one.
She knows her schoolmate. She eats lunch with them every day.
No, she doesn't. She don't know about redheads. She wanted to kick them in the butt.
If
their foot would go through it.
Phil Hendry Show, 877-876 Phil. We'll be right back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Foot would go through it. It would.
Phil Hendry.
How? If you kick a spirit, your foot will go right through it.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show, as we bring on for another segment Mr. Stephen Bozzelli. He's a father in Corona, California. His two children, April and Stephen Jr., attend a middle school there, and they did take part in this Kick a Ginger Day, which is Kick a Redheaded Kid. And I think you're the only father that I've talked to, Mr. Bozzelli, who defends this.
As I said, Mr. Hendry, I would never do it myself. We're talking about children here, okay?
And we're also talking about children who are going to do what parents do, you know.
I don't parent by way of being politically correct, and neither should the parents in your audience. And these problems would be alleviated if these redheaded kids, or as I was mentioning to you earlier, the Jews that wear baggy suits, if they'd get some, there are many good Korean seamstresses that tighten a suit up and then run a bronze shaver against those curls.
That's their religion. Do you understand that that is a religious symbol for them?
I understand it is, yes, sir. And you're trying to make it sound like I'm a racist, and I'm not a racist. I will never admit to that, and because that's not what I am. But it will jar you and cause you to lose consciousness if you are suddenly jarred awake by a Hasidic Jew. And you know what, Phil? A Jew never met a suit he wanted to take to the tailor. And I wanted to just say that because that's a joke that we have at work. But the fact is, if they take it down to a Korean and have them tighten it up.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything because I don't, you know, I don't know what to say about a parent that says it's okay to kick a kid in the butt.
It's kicking him in the butt. It's not kicking him in the you know what. I'm talking about kicking him in the butt, not sticking a shank in him. God almighty.
Well, Mr. Bozzelli, it may not be sticking a shank in him, but it's an irresponsible piece of behavior, in my opinion. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Kim. Hi, Kim. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozzelli. We're talking about the Ginger Day episode here in Los Angeles. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a call, only because of the fact that I am technically one of those ginger kids as a grown adult woman. You, Mr. Boyzell, are teaching your kids to be prejudiced. Prejudice is taught. You're not born with it. You're teaching it to them by allowing them to go out and participate in something like this.
Well, ma'am, I don't want them to hate. I don't want them to hate.
Say that you're not a racist? I mean,
you lose it, sir.
Only because if you're a redhead,
that's not a race.
I was a kid, okay, because of the color of my hair. I have blonde eyelashes. I mean,
that alone was enough.
But to have a parent advocating for their children to go out and bully somebody, you, sir, should be held accountable for that.
What do we do about a blonde eyelash? You come around with your blonde eyelashes as a kid, and the other children are worried about it.
They're not worried about it. You want to know why?
They want a plan of action.
I had different color hair, you fool. It is nothing to do with that.
Yeah, it's because of your hair, but also the blonde eyelash.
Wait a minute, you guys are talking over. Hold on for a second, Kim. Are you on a speakerphone? It might be easier if you had the headset, unless you're driving, of course, and I don't want
to. Actually, I had to go into a different room, and it's kind of a little.
I understand. It's perfectly fine.
Well, Mr. Henry, I want to respond to this lady's charges of racism. First of all, I don't have nothing against a redhead. I don't know why she has a problem getting kicked in the butt. it just as a
sir, because that is unnatural.
Your eyebrows,
it is wrong, sir. Would you like somebody to come up and kick you in the butt because you have blue eyes, you have curly hair, you have dark hair?
That's not unusual. But if you're careful,
you, sir, are unusual because you obviously do not know how to parent. If you're advocating for your children, go out and pick on somebody like that just because
I respectfully disagree. But you know as well as I do that redheads.
But you are advocating for your children to go out and randomly pick on somebody.
Only a kid with a carrot head.
That makes you prejudiced and a racist.
Do you refer to the kids as carrot heads?
My children, they didn't want to call it ginger. I said, if you see a carrot head, you go after them because, and here's one thing that Kim doesn't
admit
to.
It is because you are telling them to go after somebody because they are different, sir.
Right, right.
You need to know that when you walk into a room, you scare people with your blonde eyelashes.
Am I bald? Are you bald?
That's a private question. Yeah, that's a personal question, isn't it?
I said I have red hair and I have blonde eyelashes and eyebrows. I would certainly
that's not,
you in the butt right now. You didn't say,
do you have red hair, the other place?
That's none of your business. We're talking about red hair on the head.
She was just asking me. No, ma'am. You asked me if I shave it.
Are you bald?
You're talking about if I shave. If you asked me if I shave my you-know-what.
She said, are you bald? Are you bald?
And it's okay for me to ask if you're red, if you got red hair all over?
Are you listening to what she's saying? Do you have hair, Steve? You know how I'm bald?
Yeah.
Are you bald?
No, I'm not. What part are you talking about?
The thing is, we're talking about the top of your head. What type of hair do you have, sir?
Normal hair.
What color hair do you have?
It's normal brown hair.
Let me ask you something. Does your wife dye her hair?
Does she what?
Does she dye her hair?
No, she does not.
Oh,
she has
really?
Normal hair, too. Yeah.
Hair. You may as well go tell your children, go out and kick them in the butt, too, because they're different now because they've changed.
I'm not familiar with that. It's acceptable to dye your hair. But
you
to
are
walk
an
around with
ignorant,
a carrot head.
Oh, come on, sir.
No, ma'am, she won't let me say that when redheads generally have bigger butts, and she knows that, to kick them in the butt is not going to hurt. And what I have told my children...
What is that supposed to mean?
You are a fool, sir. You are
ma'am,
a fool. Do you understand? I'm a 17-year-old that I have raised. I have told her always to respect other people, no matter what they look like.
That's exactly what I tell children. I
no
tell them that, too.
No idea what you're talking about, and you, sir, are raising your children to be prejudiced.
No, ma'am. I told them that you should love people. What are they supposed to do?
Myself. I really do wish I could see you myself. You infuriate me. You totally
if you
do.
Saw me,
because
if
somebody
you me.
Who has red hair, you're going to see your children go out there and kick them in the butt? Are you for real? You, sir,
ma'am,
are an irresponsible parent, and somebody from DCIS in your state should report
if you.
If
you saw me, you wouldn't be frightened of me.
Do something like that. You're advocating violence, sir.
Right. Exactly. You're advocating that...
I'm not... Oh, my God. Are you telling me that kicking a redhead who's already got a big butt...
I don't care what they look like, sir, deserves to be touched. You have a big ass, too, sir?
I lift weights.
Honestly, I fail to believe that, sir, because you sound like a hick.
Yeah, and you know what, Steve?
Man, if you saw me, you'd be hitting on me. That's all I'll say about
it. Police, you know what? To be honest with you, I don't care how good looking you think you are. All you have to do is talk, and you would turn me right off. And I feel sorry for your children. I really do. Because
I'm a very good father, and that's wrong.
You advocate this kind of stuff. Like you're the kind of person that makes this world
right.
Who it is.
Why can't you say to your children, Mr. Bozell, there's red-headed kids and there's brown-headed kids, and you know what? When the other kids want to kick them, you go up to them and you put your arm around them and say, let's go and get some,
Bill.
Well,
you
lady, she doesn't want to hear. I said to my children,
there's
if you see someone with blonde eyelashes,
silent.
And you see a blonde eyelash person, it's not a ghost. My daughter thought it was a spirit that had come
why
from the dimension.
Why would your child think that a redhead with blonde eyelashes is a spirit? Somebody is telling them that. Come on. Use the brain that God gave you.
Ma'am, I didn't tell her there was a spirit. I said if she was a spirit, your foot
would go through her. With something like that? You sound like a fool.
Because of the blonde eyelashes. That's the only reason.
What's that got to do with anything?
There are blonde people out there with blonde hair, blonde eyelashes, blonde eyebrows.
No.
Are you going to tell
no, ma'am.
That too? It sounds like you are specifically singling out a particular way a person looks and tell your children to go
Very
good. You know what? A very good call, Kim. Kim, I thank you very much for your call. It was a very good call. And Steve,
that lady didn't let me say anything, and I wanted to say she wouldn't let me say. I told my daughter, it's not a spirit. If you kick a spirit, your foot goes through it. And also, she wouldn't comment on what I did say, that redheads have larger butts. Forget it.
That's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I beg your pardon?
Redheads have bigger butts, so it's okay to kick them in the butt. And if it was a spirit, your foot would go through it.
Mr. Henry, are you telling me you can kick a soul in the ass and your foot's gonna hit a soul's ass?
A what?
A soul, a spirit.
No, you know something, man.
No, see, that's just it. I got you on that point, and now you want to go buy it.
Are you crazy or something?
And that woman said that she thought I was ugly. If she saw me, she'd be all over my jaw.
You know what? Again, I echo what the lady said. You were in San Antonio. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Wendy.
Hi, I'm calling about the man that is talking about the redhead, and I am absolutely appalled that he is saying the things that he's saying. He should be guiding his children in the right direction and telling them if somebody looks different, that is okay. Everybody looks different, and being different is a matter of perception. And I hope that somebody's looking at him
doubt that.
And thinks that's he like, looks different.
Tell that to the elephant man.
And have the courtesy to be quiet when somebody else is speaking. And not
but you're what about the elephant man?
Them. All right, hold on. Let the lady talk. Let her talk.
You don't have any manners, and you don't even speak grammatically correct. And you are absolutely what is wrong with this world. Teaching your children the difference between right and wrong. If your child comes home and they say something bad about another child, your role as a parent is to correct them, not entice them to do it more, to think that what they're doing is okay. And then how is the teacher supposed to react to that, or the school, or other parents? And do you want your
I split the difference. I give them an option. I gave them an option, ma'am. I said, don't hurt them. Kick the redhead in the butt because the butt's large.
No, you don't give your children options. You teach them the difference between right and wrong. You don't give them an option. You should have never
had
kids if you didn't know how
You know that a Jew never met a suit that he didn't want to take to a tailor, right?
We already heard that joke.
The
joke with the Jewish suits, man.
No, ma'am. No, the lady's wrong. She's wrong because...
And I'm sure that you're divorced.
See, right there, you're prejudiced. You're prejudiced because I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you, and so therefore, I'm crazy.
You are strong enough to know that what you're teaching them is incorrect because what goes around comes around, and if they start kicking people in the butt, they're going to get kicked back. And that's not
in the butt.
Okay.
Big deal.
That is not okay.
If it's in the butt, what's wrong with the butt?
It may not be in the butt. Who says that it has to be in the butt? You kick somebody in the butt.
I specifically told them to kick them in the butt.
You in the face.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
What
right.
You
if they.
For your child?
Exactly. What about
that,
Steve? If they.
Instead of teaching them, what kind of education do you
right.
have?
Let me ask you something. Who's going to turn around? around and sock somebody after they kicked him in the butt good-naturedly to say, hey, you look like a carrot head.
Oh, my gosh. Are you God. Much of a mouse instead of being a man? How many people would you think would turn around and hit them back if they got
I'm trying to tell you, if you see a Jewish fellow with a large suit, don't you get frightened? Of course.
Not in
it's
the
a
least
natural
bit.
Thing.
Oh, come
Not
on.
Not in the least bit.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
You see somebody that's homeless? Do you get scared? I mean,
no,
what,
I see that all the time.
You, a 2-year-old
I see that all the time.
To be afraid of things?
I see homeless people all the time.
Full of different people.
And I see all kinds of different people, but I ain't never seen a blonde eyelash. How many times do you see the blonde eyelash on a carrot head? That's very weird.
You're obviously not very well traveled, and this just shows your level of education. What level of education do you have?
I don't have the money. I don't have the money you got to travel all around. I got to work every day.
How do you
I'm
know
not
how
on
much
a steamship.
Money I have?
I'm a, you're on a steamship and all of the things that you do.
How much money does it take to read a book?
To travel
how
the world?
How much money
I got a job I got to do. I can't go on a steamship.
Oh,
what do you mean a steamship, man?
This lady's off steamshipping around and going on cruises and everything.
And is that
no, she's not.
Do? Is that how you go on cruises, is you go on a steamship? You
don't
know,
ma'am. You're
your
the one. You're
the
one.
You're the
one.
You are stupid.
You're the one that takes the. And I'll bet you take the Disney cruise. I bet you take the Disney cruise, and you're an adult and everything.
In the first
what?
Place.
What? What is that?
If I do take the Disney cruise, what difference does that make? Do you have something against people?
I think that's very unusual. I think it's unusual for an adult. Only why would you go on a Disney cruise and you're an adult? I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to say.
Oh, come on, man. Are you crazy or something?
You know, see, listen, she thought this lady, see, she thinks it's funny.
Disney cruises think they take their kids on a place where they can be exposed to other kids that are
I'll bet you go by yourself.
And they can go places, and they can be in settings where they are able to be, they can...
What? Yeah, so you don't even know what you're saying. You're stumbling over it.
I have a 16-year-old.
You're stumbling over it.
And let me tell you something. My 21-year-old can be with the poorest of poor or the richest of rich. And she knows how to handle
it. You know what, Mr. Henry? That lady just told me everything I need to know. She said she's 21 and she's got a 16-year-old.
All right. Talk about somebody in a big suit. You need to put on a suit, maybe.
Who if you've seen the big, you know, a Jew has never met a suit that he wanted to take to a tailor.
Oh, God, with that old joke, man.
Put away. You're crazy.
Exactly.
And I should be put away, and you're the one walking around with blonde eyelashes. And, oh, man. I hope.
That's right.
You know,
I do have
God
blonde eyelashes. And I have blonde hair, too.
And you want to scare my children. You want to scare my children.
Let me tell you something. Or if your kids do, they will be going to.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry.
877-876-Phil. I think it's so unfair.
I want to remind you that every night we are in live streaming video as well as live streaming audio at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Stephen Bozell with us on this episode of Ginger Day here in Los Angeles. Redheaded children being kicked because they've got red hair, because they look a little weird, because they're different. And Mr. Bozell has been defending the actions of his children.
No, sir, I have not.
You most certainly have, sir.
No, sir, I said that I told my children if you see a redhead, they'll have a big ass.
Yeah, you've given every excuse in the book, sir. Let me go over to Michelle. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Michelle, with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. I think it's very unfair.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing on this show tonight. You have pulled some people up on your show tonight. This man is, you are psychologically challenged. You need to go get counseling. I cannot believe how you're thinking.
Thank you, Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Thank you, Dr. Laura
Schlesinger. You're welcome. Where's the mother?
Are you a psychiatrist? Are you a psychiatrist? No, you are not.
Okay.
No, you are not. No, you are not.
You are childish. Where's the mother of the children? Because she should be so embarrassed. You are a danger to your children.
My wife.
She needs to take the kids and run. You're crazy.
Look at you giving marriage counseling. Ma'am, I said to my children, when they say I'm scared of a kid with his eyelashes that are blonde, I said, okay, you don't disrespect them. You kick them in the butt good-naturedly and say, you know, you're a
kicking
freak or whatever.
Butt,
you're a freak. You know what the word
is? Handle it. That's not how you handle it. You need to go to counseling to grow up.
How many children do you have? How many children do you have?
I have two.
Yeah, that's
and
what
let
I thought.
Me tell you something.
I've got two
teenagers. I would never. My children have been around all kinds of children, special education children, everything.
Have they been around the kids with baggy suits?
Yeah.
Have they seen the baggy suit?
You know
they've
what?
Seen the baggy
my
suit.
My children are not
oh my God.
Of what's in the world. Your children are. Your poor children
oh.
are going to need psychological help, too.
Man,
somebody needs to take
you know,
these children away from him.
You know,
he's
a Jew
crazy.
Has never seen a suit that he would take to a tailor. You know that,
I don't
right?
have a problem
you know what? Your
with
jokes,
a Jewish person.
Yeah, your jokes your jokes are not funny.
No, no,
it's
I'm
not,
just
not
saying.
Funny. It's
they've
not
got
funny
baggy
at all.
Suits.
They
do they have
even
baggy
scare
suits?
Me. There is something
no.
wrong because
you're an adult.
You're
I'm saying you're an adult. It's not going to scare you. It scares a kid to see the big suit.
It doesn't scare a child. It does not.
You know what?
Scare
I hope you know what, ma'am.
You
when you if you die and you
scared.
Go to hell and the devil's yeah. wearing a baggy suit, you remember that I said it because and
no,
I hope you,
you
do too, Mr. Henry.
You're crazy.
Yeah. You know
no,
what? The people
no,
in
I'm
hell
sorry.
Wear baggy suits.
Children
no, I'm not crazy.
Heart,
I know what size suit the devil wears.
Phil Hendry. Go to TalkRadioNetwork.com for more information.